This is Jim Sklavounis of Grinder Man, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, Accra.
You can find out about so many local events, like the traditional Irish music session. Every Sunday, there's an open Irish music jam at the Shamrock House in East Durham from 2 to 5 p.m. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org and add your own event to the WGXC community calendar and have it read on the radio at 90.7 FM by going to wgxc.org and clicking on the community calendar.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the community theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
Wavefarm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Dave King and Frank Tartaglione in Philmont, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome to the video rental store in your mind.
Looking for something to watch, but feeling overwhelmed by all the options?
Feeling unsatisfied with all the boring, restrictive categories like romance and drama or horror?
Tune in to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda every second and fourth Tuesday at 7 p.m. and get turned on to movie genres like eco-horror,
unsettling kids' movies,
alien boyfriends,
creepy therapy.
Start listening so you can start watching today.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin here with a lot of movie and TV related music, including Oppenheimer, Dune, Airbender, and more, plus songs from Ghost, Waylon Jennings, Johnny Osborne, and more. Now let's get into the geek speak. While the following story broke too late to have any effect on the Oscars and the specific category this movie was nominated in, it's certainly a potential albatross around one of the most acclaimed nominees. Variety published an exclusive article revealing Luca and Paddington 2 writer Simon Stevenson has been seeking Writers Guild arbitration and considering legal action over the holdovers, claiming he'd already has a solid case built that it heavily plagiarized his unproduced 2013 Blacklist script Frisco. The fact it did pass through Holdover's director Alexander Payne's hands and focuses on a similar dynamic to the Paul Giamatti hit, an embittered pediatrician caring for a young patient left of him rather than an embittered boarding school teacher caring for a student during holiday break, doesn't help, though so far the WGA has held its out of their purview. And another suitor for the mountain bites the dust, inevitably given the immediate Wall Street response I previously reported on. As CNBC reports that Warner Brothers Discovery has withdrawn from a potential merger/acquisition of Paramount Global and its assets. Willy Wonka won't have to wait to enter the public domain decades from now to get a quickie horror cash-in, thanks to Willy's chocolate experience. The disastrously slipshod and poorly doesn't begin to describe it thought-out live event is getting such a movie, Bloody Disgusting reports. And of course, it's called The Unknown after the no, really, what the hell was that evil Waldrell and chocolate maker? In which an illustrator and his wife seek refuge in a Scottish village after the passing of their son, named Charlie, only to come face to face with the Silver Mask monster. The live-action Avatar The Last Airbender will finish remaking the original run, Netflix having just handed out a 2-season renewal to carry it through 3 seasons overall. James Gunn took the threads on Superman's birthday and the start of Principal Photography to announce his reboot is now simply titled Superman, dropping the legacy subtitle, which he says by final draft no longer fit the story. Over on Instagram, he expanded on the film's list of influences beyond the Donna Reeves movie, Grant Morrison's All-Star Superman, and Smallville to add Loeb and Cell Superman for All Seasons miniseries, Alan Moore's classic Silver Age closer Whatever Happened to the Man of Tomorrow, along with the 90s DCAU series and the 40s Fleischer shorts. Some mild controversy was put to rest regarding the recently departed Kevin Conroy's final bow as the animated Batman, as there was some outcry when it seemed like it was the new Suicide Squad game that would be his final performance. Bruce Timm quickly said it would be an as yet unreleased future project, and IGN just confirmed it will be the finale to the animated movieverse adaptation of Crisis on Infinite Earths, which also marks Mark Hamill's likely final performance as the Clown Prince of Crime, having said he doesn't want to continue without the Joker's true other half. Something tells me the performance of Madame Web may swing things towards Marvel's side of this story. Daniel RPK has reported that there are disagreements between Marvel and Sony over the tone and direction of the next Tom Holland Spider-Man. Feige and Holland want, as some past rumors have indicated, a more grounded, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, possibly going up against Vincent D'Onofrio's Kingpin, while Sony wants live-action Spider-Verse with McGuire and Garfield back, because of course they do. Now, marking his correctly predicted sweep of the Oscars, here's John G. Music's mashup / reimagining of Destroyer of Worlds from Oppenheimer against Dream is Collapsing from Inception. first set of the day started with Oppenheimer X Inception, Destroyer of Worlds X Dream is Collapsing, John G. Music's mashup of the themes from Christopher Nolan's greatest non-Batman movies, followed by Apoptygma Berserk's The Damned Don't Cry. Later in the show, we'll pay tribute to the late great Akira Toriyama, the recently passed Dragon Ball creator. Shortly before his death, news broke a new series about the wacky Saiyans is on the way. Make that Saiyan babies, as the Toriyama-developed Dragon Ball Daima will focus on a chibi-fied version of the cast and is set to debut this fall. While I still cast side, I had speculation and rumors that Shang-Chi 2 has been quietly shelved. The following news could embolden that view. As The Hollywood Reporter broke, director Destin Daniel Creighton has signed on to direct Lionsgate's live-action adaptation of Naruto. Does Travis Knight have the power to finally bring back He-Man back to the silver screen? Deadline broke the Laika CEO and Bumblebee director is negotiating with Amazon MGM to direct a long-gestating live-action reboot. Deadline also broke that Brad Pitt will reunite with Tarantino for the final time in his 10th and sworn-to-be final movie, The Movie Critic, loosely based on the true life of a movie critic for a third-string porno mag. The Insider then quickly added that Tom Cruise is seeking to fit a small role or cameo in the film. Comics legend Brian Michael Bendis has signed a development deal with Amazon to bring three of his indie crime comics to Prime. Variety reporting, A.L.A. Waldman and Michael Chabon are set to showrun Jinx, following a crime-ridden love story slash treasure hunt for lost mob money. Zay Shun will serve as showrunner for Murder, Inc., following a neophyte hitman and a supervisor in a world where the mob stranglehold on America only grew stronger. And Man in the High Castle vet Chris Collins will oversee Pearl, following a Japanese-American tattoo artist with albinism in a world ruled by the Yakuza, who unwittingly unites a gang war. The following certainly won't cause any interest in discourse online, I'm sure. Deadline reports Paramount Plus has committed to an untitled UK thriller series set in a society where all men live under a strict 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. curfew following the passage of the Woman's Safety Act. Their movements tracked by ankle tags. Things heat up when a woman is found murdered outside a safety center, and a veteran cop believes it was the work of a man despite the system's safeguards against it. The main cast so far includes Say Close's Sarah Parrish, Mitchell Robinson of Mayflies, singer Alexandra Burke, and former Doctor Who companion Mandip Gill. Following her first Oscar nom, Lily Gladstone is sticking with Scorsese, who will executive produce along with original author Yoko Ogawa, an adaptation of her novel, The Memory Police, about an island where the inhabitants suffer under collective amnesia enforced by the titular force, as an author hides her editor who is immune to the effect. Handmaid's Tale and I Think We're Alone Now helmer Reed Morano is on board to direct, while Charlie Kaufman handles screenwriting. Finally, Collider broke that Lily Wachowski is finally returning to directing, having signed on for Trash Mountain, about a gay man who must return to his rural Missouri home, settle the estate of his late father, and obsessive hoarder. On to the next set, we begin with That Greasy Kid Stuff by Janie Grant.
Nikita and the president were setting things right. not top secret, tell me, please.
Are you still using that greasy kid stuff? That icky, sticky, ooey, gooey, greasy kid stuff. Are you still using that greasy kid stuff?
Shoo, shoo, doo, 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 doo. You check for me, yeah.
Forgotten Geek on WGXC continues. We just heard Johnny Osborne's Check for You, preceded by the original recording of Jim Dandy by Laverne Baker, and the set began with Janie Grant's That Greasy Kid Stuff. We continue with a set that starts off paying tribute to the recently passed Akira Toriyama. Here is Vincent Moretto's cover of the second DBZ opening theme, We Gotta Power.
Tonight, what can't defeat me. You. You're just a big, fat panda.
I'm not a big fat panda. I'm the big fat panda. Oh, oh, oh.
Y'all ready?
Make you play to the crowd and make you wanna turn it out. So homies gather round,
right round.
I'll pick you up, take you on, go pound for pound. Cause I'm the only man who'll please ya. I got a little something that'll tease ya. So throw those hands up high.
Come on.
Shake your body, move from side to side.
That's right.
Cause we just begun. Party people in the place, yeah, we're having fun. Oh yeah, I'm gonna be a big star. I'm gonna lay it on and go woo-ha. Cause when the move gets exciting,
come on.
When everybody's kung fu fighting.
Starting off that set with Vincent Moretto's We Got a Power from DBZ. We then heard ETM UK's take on the Avatar The Last Airbender theme. And conclude the set with my soundbite attached edit of London Bus Stop's version of Kung Fu Fighting to mark the return of Kung Fu Panda to the big screens. Our penultimate set begins with a legendary moment of you really didn't know what that song was about, huh? Here's the Lawrence Welk Show's take on One Toke Over the Line.
One toke over the line, sweet Jesus, one toke over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toke over the line. Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary, hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toke over the line. Who do you love? I hope it's me. I've been changing, as you can plainly see.
I felt the joy and I learned about the pain
that my mama said. If I should choose to make a part of me, would surely strike me dead. And now I'm one toke over the line, sweet Jesus, one toke over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toke over the line.
waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary, hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toke over the line. One toke over the line, sweet Jesus, one toke over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toke over the line. Don't you know that we're a-waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary, hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toke over the line. Don't you know that we're a-sitting downtown in a railway station, one toke over the line.
Hello, I'm not Johnny Cash. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Oh, come on Barbie, let's go party, 'cause I'm in a Barbie. If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever, friendship never ends. Up in my hands, up to playing my song, the butterflies fly away. Yeah, 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 it's a party in the USA. This is what you guys call music? Well, I'll be damned. Well, if they free me from this AI, if my voice was only mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Barbie world, that's where I want to stay. Oh, come on Barbie, let's go party and take my blues away.
Passing through again. like a picture she was laying there. Moonlight dancing off her head. She woke up and took me by the hand. We made love in my Chevy van, and that's all right with me. Like a picture she was laying there. Moonlight dancing off her head. She woke up and took me by the hand. We made love in my Chevy van, and that's all right with me.
Hey girl, don't ride the back of a van. I'm here to see chocolate candy.
After the Lawrence Welk Show's unintentionally hilarious cover of One Took Over the Line, we heard There I Ruined It's AI-enabled Johnny Cash Sings Barbie Girl, and concluded with Waylon Jennings' cover of 70s one-hit wonder Chevy Van. Today's final set takes us back to Arrakis, beginning with Toto's theme for the David Lynch version of Doom.
same mistake this time. We are the children, the last generation. We are the ones they left behind. And I wonder when we are ever gonna change. Living under the fear till nothing else remains.
Installment's last set began with Dune main title theme by Toto from the original David Lynch adaptation, followed by the first part of Hans Zimmer's Harkonnen Arena theme from the second part of the much more successful Villeneuve adaptation. And because it's from a movie also featuring lots of sand, we closed with We Don't Need Another Hero as interpreted by Ghost. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 2 weeks with One Hitters 1981. Stay safe as we go out with the most of the dance mix of Mick Jagger's Let's Work.
Stand tall, touch the cloud.